Toyota Prius, and what we've done is we converted it to a plug-in car. So this car is a hybrid vehicle. It'll run a little bit on battery and a lot on gas. It's about 45 miles to a gallon as a hybrid. What we've done is we've created a conversion in this thing. This kit that you see in the back here is basically a battery extension module. We had 5 kilowatt hours of power to this thing. It drops in about 2 hours of installation. We add the plug on it. And so you can plug this in at night, and then when you drive it, you're able to use the battery to run it for about 40 miles in a day. So if you commute, 78% of the people in the public commute for less than that amount.
Right.
You can run pure electric all day.
So this is like becoming a reality.
It is a reality. You can do it right now. This car, we drove it over here.
That's good. And who do you got over here?
This is a Phoenix Motor Cars SUT. It's a four-door pickup truck powered by a lithium titanate alternano battery. And it's got about 130 miles range. And you can charge this at home. And with a special off-board charger, you can recharge it in less than 10 minutes.
People driving these things? Mm-hmm.
We are starting production this spring. We have several prototypes driving around, finishing all of our testing, and we'll be in production in June.
Thanks for coming. Listen, I just had a fascinating discussion. First, I'm dealing with some entrepreneurs, people who believe that there is a market developing for automobiles that will use high-technology batteries for people to be able to motor back and forth from work. I also met with some of our scientists who are working on new battery technology. I also met with people that are working to help us develop a fuel industry that will be able to have ethanols derived from produce other than corn. In other words, I'm talking with people on the leading edge of change. And the reason why I've asked them to come in to see me is because I want to make sure that the goal I set by reducing gasoline usage by 20% over a 10-year period is a realistic goal. I know it's a necessary goal. It's necessary for national security purposes. It's necessary for economic security purposes. And it's necessary in order to be good stewards of the environment. My question is, it is a practical goal. Can we achieve that goal? And the answer is, absolutely. Now, it's going to require continued federal research dollars, and I call upon the Congress to fully fund my request for alternative sources of energy. It's going to require collaboration between the public sector and the private sector. It's going to require making sure our smartest scientists understand that this is a national priority. But I firmly believe that the goal I laid out, that Americans will use 20% less gasoline over the next 10 years, is going to be achieved. And here's living proof of how we're going to get there. And so I want to thank my fellow citizens for joining us. We've got a Nobel Prize winner. We've got all kinds of PhDs, a couple of history majors. But what we're talking about is practical and necessary for the country. So thanks for coming. Americans ought to feel optimistic about our future. We're going to be driving our cars using all kinds of different fuels other than gasoline, and using batteries that'll be able to be recharged in vehicles that don't have to look like golf carts. Thank you.